Hello, this is Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia. I wanted to briefly discuss a very interesting paper that appeared in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, April 2017, entitled Hormonal Maintenance Therapy for Women with Low-Grade Serous, Cancer of the Ovary or Peritoneum. This is an uncommon clinical situation. The vast majority of epithelial ovarian cancers are, in fact, high-grade cancers. But yet, low-grade cancers do occur, and we really don't have a good treatment paradigm following surgical cytoreduction. And in fact, for the last 30, 40-plus years, the standard of care has been to use the same therapy used for high-grade cancers, and yet today it remains unclear exactly the role or the benefits of platinum-based chemotherapy in this clinical setting. One of the reasons why this is difficult is that it's been recognized that the objective response rate in this setting to platinum is relatively low, and very importantly, overall prognosis is relatively good compared to high-grade cancers. So the question remains, what else might one consider after the use of platinum to optimize the care of women in this clinical setting, remembering that this is a relatively uncommon situation and randomized controlled trials are very difficult? This paper, published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology from the group at the MD Anderson Cancer Center, with the first author being David Gershenson, looked at a group of patients cared for in that institution from 1981 to 2013. These were patients who all had stage 2 to stage 4 low-grade serous carcinoma of the ovary. They were followed at least 2 years in follow-up. And very importantly, the question that was raised was observing patients following the completion of chemotherapy or using oral hormonal therapy. What this group showed was that the use of oral hormonal therapy, again recognizing this was a retrospective review of a non-randomized experience, but the use of oral hormonal therapy was associated with a substantial improvement in overall survival in both the population that had no evidence of disease at the completion of that primary surgery and in women who had evidence of disease following the completion of the surgical procedure. This is a very important paper. I would argue that this changes the standard of care in this clinical setting in that the oral hormonal therapy is, of course, recognized to be quite well tolerated, and the ability to do randomized trials in this setting is extremely difficult, if not impossible. I would also add in conclusion that the large majority of these tumors are actually estrogen receptor positive as well as progesterone receptor positive, which makes a very strong rationale for this particular therapeutic strategy. I would encourage any of you who treat women with low-grade serous carcinomas of the ovary to read this important paper in the Journal of Clinical Oncology and to seriously consider the use of this maintenance approach with oral hormonal therapy in the management of this rare clinical entity. I thank you for your attention, and I encourage you to read this important paper. Thank you.